was talking to Suzuki on Doris Lane. Doris, D-O-R-I-S. Plain. S as in Sam. S-P-L-A-I-N-E. S as in Sam, P as in Paul. S-P-L-A-I-N-E. Explain. Date of birth is 9/4/1939. The other is 6/3/25. Please make a copy for Dr. Yu Ho Wong. U is Y-U. O-H-O. Wong, W-O-N-G. Dr. Yu Ho Wong, M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Yu, Y-U, thank you for sending Doris Splane for evaluation. Next paragraph, his present illness. This is an 85-year-old female who has been experiencing shortness of breath with exertion, was sent for a CT chest with contrast on 4/27/25. Period. The patient's chest CT showed mild biapical scarring with basilar atelectasis and also a 1.2 by 2.4 centimeter lung nodule in the right upper lobe with a ground glass as well as a solid component anteriorly, period. The solid component measured 1.1 by 1.2 centimeter, period. There were numerous other additional bilateral nodules measuring up to 5 millimeters and clusters of tree and bud nodules, period. The patient has an occasional cough but denies any sputum production, denies hemoptysis, fevers, or chills. She has not lost weight. Next paragraph, past history. The past history has included history for left knee replacement surgery in 2023. She has history of hypertension and has history of osteoporosis. She has been treated for bronchitis in the past period. Next paragraph. Allergies. Oh, can you also mention in the past history, left knee replacement surgery, period. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next, habits, patient smoked half to one pack per day for 20 years and then quit. Drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother died of stomach cancer, period. Father died in an automobile accident, period. Next paragraph. System review. Patient denies weight loss, fever, or fatigue. She has no glaucoma or cataracts. No hoarseness or nosebleeds. She does have urinary frequency nighttime awakening and has no hay fever, denies shortness of breath, but has occasional coughs, no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, no heartburn, denies chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain, no palpitations or leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety. She has easy bruising. She has some joint pains and no muscle aches. No headaches, numbness of the extremities or memory loss. And then no skin rash or itching. Next paragraph, med list included allopurinol 100 milligrams daily, lisinopril dash HCT 20-25 milligrams daily, and Osamax 70 milligrams weekly. Next, for physical exam, this averagely built elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 120 over 70, pulse 72, respirations 20, temps 97.5, weight is 150, saturation 98. HEND abnormal, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. And occasional wheezes are heard in the upper chest. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no renal megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities reveal mild edema and mild varicosities, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Bilateral lung nodules etiology undetermined. Period. Next line, number 2, history of hypertension. Number 3 is probable mild COPD. Number 4 is degenerative arthritis. And number 5 is history of gout. Period. Next line, plan. The patient will be sent for a CT chest. I'm sorry. The patient will be sent for a PET CT to evaluate the prominent lung nodule in the right lung. She also will go for a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. If there is significant uptake on PET scan, CT-guided needle biopsy could be done. The patient will also use an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN if she is short of breath. And a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Yu Ho Wong, MD. Yu is Yuho Wong, WONG, MD. Thank you, Sark. This is a